It's one thing to listen to doom and gloom about food and fertilizer shortages, skyrocketing prices, the cost of living, or your job being outsourced overseas or eliminated due to automation. It's quite another thing to hear practical, immediately actionable advice from experts who can help you reduce the fear, anxiety, and burden of these problems.
Tune in now to the Surviving Hard Times podcast from the Finding Genius Foundation with Richard Jacobs.
Hello, everyone. This is Richard Jacobs, the host of the Surviving Hard Times podcast. I wanted to talk to you today about three lessons I've learned from a lifetime of playing chess. This comes from a discussion I had, a lively discussion with a couple of, you know, fellows that work for me, really great guys that are from Kenya. Their names are Ramsey and Jean. So I just wanted to give them that quick credit there. So we were talking about chess, and Ramsey brought up the idea that there was a test where they had these chess grandmasters that, you know, played a game and made a move. And they also had some amateurs that, you know, had the same position in chess and chose a move. So it turned out the grandmasters not only chose a lot more quickly, but they chose a much better move than the amateurs on average. But then the board was scrambled. It was a random position. And then the grandmasters really didn't seem to choose any better than the chess amateurs. So at first glance, you would think, well, chess is just about memorization. There's no benefit to it, etc. But again, out of a lifetime of playing, and I'm only in my late 40s, but been playing it for almost 40 years on and off, I've learned three great things that I want to tell you about. So the first thing I've learned is to look ahead. So I'm not saying look ahead 5 moves or 10 moves or whatever it may be. I learned the value of just looking 1 move ahead. If I do this, what will the consequence be? What will my opponent do if I have one? What will the market do if I decide to work on this product and bring it there? What will someone say if I decide to say the following thing? You know, how will so-and-so react if I take the following action? So what I like about chess, again, is you can choose to try to think 1 move ahead or 2 moves ahead or 5 moves ahead. I think it's immensely practical just to think 1 move ahead. And I think most people don't do that, you know, myself included. But playing chess over and over and over reminds me over and over and over, with the punishment of losing or making a stupid mistake if I don't do it, it reminds me and reinforces for me to look ahead at least 1 move. And if I do so, play a much better game and I enjoy it and the challenge gets me thinking and, you know, I may win the game, I may lose the game still. But again, thinking 1 move ahead, it's just been immensely enjoyable, and I think it's a great skill to have learned. Now, the number two thing I've learned is if I'm going to make a move, usually what works better is if I make a preparatory move instead. Let's say I'm going to attack the other player's king and I have my queen out there. Well, if I take one extra move, if I can afford it, and bring out my knight or bring out my bishop or a pawn or position another piece the right way, now my attack, usually, not always, but usually will be a lot more effective. But it takes discipline and patience and, again, some forethought to do this kind of thing. So same thing in life. I want to bring this into my own personal life and business and, you know, everywhere I can. So I've learned, again, it takes patience and time, but if I can make a preparatory step or a preparatory move and not rush into things as much as I normally would, things usually turn out better. That's another fantastic skill I've learned from chess. The third skill is definitely the hardest skill, I think, to learn, but incredibly useful. So I asked Ramsey and Jean, I said, have you ever played, you know, a 20 or a 30 minute game where you focused on every single move? You didn't make a move too fast. You didn't make a move without thinking. You did at least some calculation on every single move. And they both said no. And I'm here to tell you, I'm guilty of the same thing. I try, but it's the temptation to move too quickly sometimes, or you know that this is going to be a great move, so you make that move and you don't search for a possible better one. You know, the arrogance of that, you could say. It's very hard to overcome this, and it takes tremendous discipline to play a whole game, you know, even 10 minutes, even 20 minutes. Imagine, you know, the standard games that go for an hour and a half or 2 hours, 4 hours longer. Imagine the amount of mental fortitude and stamina it takes to think through every move and not rush a single one. And this happens whether you're winning and you're overconfident, or you're losing and you're feeling ashamed and stupid, like there's no hope. So these are three super valuable lessons I've gotten from playing chess my whole life. And I encourage listeners, if you haven't played, try it. There's tons of videos online. There's, you know, there's chess.com, there's Lee Chess. You can play it 24/7, 365. in your underwear, on the toilet, wherever you want. There's thousands of fantastic videos that you can learn about chess tactics and strategies, etc. And above all, if you play, don't be like the grandmasters in that experiment where the random chess position essentially it looks like it took away all their skill. Because I believe, and I'm not trying to insult anyone, if you play chess with the intention of learning and cultivating these three skills, you're going to get a lot more out of it than just memorizing patterns and just trying to be good at chess in general. So I hope this is interesting to you, and thanks for listening.
Before you stop listening, ask yourself, what are one or two useful things you heard on this podcast that can help you overcome food and fertilizer shortages, skyrocketing prices, the cost of living, or your job being outsourced overseas or eliminated due to automation? Please like and subscribe and tell your friends and family about their Surviving Hard Times podcast. We're all going to need help now and in the near future.